house. Morning madhouse. Wake up with us early in the morning. Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breakfast, we in the kitchen. Morning madhouse. Morning madhouse. What the f wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Charlotte. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa. Morning madhouse. Yeah. Morning madhouse. Yeah. Morning madhouse. Morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse. Yeah. Morning madhouse. Yeah. Morning madhouse. Morning madhouse. Whoa.
Yeah, it is a bit, dog. No limit, Larry. The Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, clocking in one time for the one time. Yes, it is Monday and again, indeed. 57 degrees outside. Today's how we're going to heat up to about 70 degrees. Finally, no slight chance of rain in the forecast. Not too much, but this week we get a lot of sunshine. Going to clear up a lot of the rain that we got that's already not out of the way. It's going to be definitely out of the way by the end of the week because it's sunshine all week long, baby. But the temperature's going to drop. So we're at 70 today. By the end of the week, we'll be in the mid to late 60s is where we'll be headed toward the end of the week as we continue through our fall. Hurricane Ian touched Charlotte a little bit, but South Carolina got hit hit hard. And, of course, Florida. So later on in the morning, we'll be doing a radiothon and trying to help our relatives, our cousins, and our neighbors down in Florida. So we'll be telling you more about that later on in the morning inside the Madhouse. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all. Say what up to Miss Jessica the Garnetto.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up with you? How you feeling?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm good. Also in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all. Say what up, comedian Bye-bye.
I say good morning. Good morning.
Canapolis.
Good morning.
Lancaster.
Good morning.
Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
What up, Mike?
What up, dog?
Y'all good?
What's happening, my boy?
I'm good, man. You know, we watched this hurricane over the weekend. Friday was a wash. And then Saturday, the sun came out here. There was, you know, some people, some residents here in Charlotte, America was without power. Some down power lines, some down trees. But cleanup here, it was pretty swift and fast. But, you know, Florida, Fort Myers area, Naples, Florida was hit pretty hard. So, like I said, later on in the morning, we'll be doing a radiothon to help raise some money to help our relatives and our cousins down in Florida. So we appreciate y'all. And we appreciate everybody that's going to donate and that is willing to donate and that want to find out, you know, what's going on down in the FLA. So, y'all got any residents, any fam down that way?
I do.
You know, did you reach out to him?
Yeah, yeah. She's doing well. It's my first cousin.
Oh.
We're very close, so yeah. Yeah, but she's doing well. She's fine.
Okay. So did they lose power, anything like that?
She just told me that she was fine.
No, okay, I got you.
So I don't know the specifics behind it, but she told me that she was good.
All right. Yeah. Today's inspiration power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Is passion a characteristic of your life? Do you wake up feeling enthusiastic about your day? How long has it been since you couldn't sleep because you were too excited about an idea? You can never lead something you don't care passionately about. You can't start a fire unless one is first burning in you. If your passion has started to fizzle, here's a couple of things you can do to reignite that fire. One, take your temperature. Get an honest assessment about your level of desire from those around you. Two, return to your first love. Think back to when you started out in your career or even when you were a child. What really grabbed your attention? What could you spend hours and hours doing? Try to recapture your old enthusiasm. Three, associate with people of passion. It's an old cliche, but birds of a feather really do flock together. If you've lost your fire, get around fire lighters. Passion is contagious. So today, get back your fire and let your passion burn within you. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
Snow to Blair, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 70. If you're headed outside, you're headed to the bus stop this morning. 57 degrees, man. It's high. It's a little mild out there this morning. Not too cold, not too warm. It's right there in the middle. It's mild out there this morning. Mild, 57 degrees. We're going to heat up to about 70 with some sun.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
What?
talk about.
Madhouse question of the day. We're talking about this Jeffrey Dahmer series that is on Netflix. A lot of people are talking about that. We want to ask you, do you think the series should be removed from Netflix? And have you seen it?
I've seen parts of it, bits and pieces. I haven't been able to watch the whole thing. But, nah, I don't think it should be taken off. It happened in real life. Like, it was a real life story. And I think, you know, for people who don't know what happened, you know, I think this is a way for them to kind of, you know, see and get a gist of how it went down and how it happened. So I say no.
I watched 1.5 episodes. And then after that, I decided, no, I don't want to watch this one. So, no, I won't be revisiting it. But, no, I don't think that it should be taken off television. I agree with you, Larry. It's something that happened. It is a horrible, horrible, horrible tragedy. I wish that there was something that could be done for the victims in this situation, you know, because they're having a hard time with it. And I wish that something could be done to sort of help them through it. But no, I don't think that we should take it off.
Yeah, no, I agree with y'all. I don't think they should take it off. but for the victims, whatever money they make from it, I think they could send them some of that money to the victims' families involved. But I have seen it, and I think it's a great series.
You watched the whole thing?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think it's good. It's, people are saying that it's disturbing.
Yeah, it was disturbing in real life, though.
Right. That happened in real life. I think the difference is between this and like a Squid Games or something else crazy is that it's real.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's why people are having a hard time because of the victims, because of their families. I understand where they're coming from, but also just getting that story out. I like the way that they focused on the victims also. And their family and where they came from, and gave more background of the victims and their families than focusing, rather than just focusing solely on Jeffrey Dahmer and the craziness that he had.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think they should take it off.
All right, how do we get in on this?
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse's question of the day.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie is being brought to you by the Millennium Tour. We're giving you a chance to win those tickets a little bit later on today. It's going to be crazy. You can join us as we check out Bow Wow, Carrie Hilson, Lloyd, Pleasure P, Bobby V, Day 26, Ying Yang Twins, Crime Mob. Man, it's a bunch of people. It's all being brought to you by G-Squared Events and the Black Promoters Collective. You can log on to power98fm.com for more details about that. Caleb McLaughlin, I can never pronounce his last name the correct way. He recently shared his experience with racist fans. He says, my very first Comic-Con, some people didn't even stand in my line because I was black. Some people told me, oh, I didn't want to be in your line because you were mean to 11. If you all don't know who this is the guy that plays on Stranger Things. And he was also in Lion King on Broadway. He says, sometimes overseas you feel the racism, you feel the bigotry. Sometimes it's hard to talk about it and for people to understand. But when I was younger, it definitely affected me a lot. He says, because I was born with this beautiful chocolate skin, I'm not loved. But that's why with my platform, I want to spread positivity and love because I don't give hate back to people who give hate to me. So shout out to him for that. He's also rumored to be dating Ice Spice. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fake.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is. It's a Monday, 6:40. And yes, call the great pastor, Pastor Real. He read and flipped the script this morning.
Thank you for having me and letting me speak to the congregation.
Flip the script. Flip the script. Flip the script.
Hold up, it's time to flip the script.
Yeah.
Flip the script.
Flip the script.
Flip the script.
Pastor Real and flip the script.
We never going to fail. We know Pastor Real, we never going to hell.
Make sure you drop a couple dollars down in the plate. Catch the Holy Ghost, it's Pastor Real on Power 98.
Oh,
Good morning, Larry and Sister Jessica. Today's scripture will be flipped by me, Pastor Real. And why do they call me that, Larry?
Because you keep it
100. Now, today's scripture is coming from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43 and verse 18. When you have it, say amen. If you don't have it, we ain't got time to wait. And it reads as follows. Forget what happened in the past and do not dwell on events from long ago.
What scripture was that again?
Isaiah 43, verse 18.
Okay, 43:18.
You know what that's saying, Larry? Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Get over it! Whatever happened in your life prior to today, prior to anything that's going on right now, you know what Jesus is telling you to do? You know what God is saying to his people, Larry and Jessica? Get over it!
Get over it!
Get up! Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Get
over it!
Stop dwelling on stuff that don't matter no more. You cannot change the past. You were a dummy back then, but you're smart now. Don't worry about the stupidity that you did back then. Focus on the good and the smart things you are doing now, Larry and Jessica. Oh, I'm talking to somebody today. Somebody's hearing what I'm saying.
I'm hearing what you're saying.
You don't need to worry about what happened then, huh? Because then is not what?
Now.
It ain't now. It's not going on right now. If you focus on what happened then, huh? The great prophet Muhammad Ali said, huh? A man would be a fool to be doing the same thing 30 years from when he did the dumb things. If you did something dumb 30 years ago and you're still doing it now, you're stupid. Get over it, Larry and Jessica. I don't know what's going on in your life. Anybody listening right now, I don't know what's going on in your life. I don't know what man left you, what woman left you. I don't know what happened in school. I don't know what happened at your job prior to today. But it doesn't matter anymore. You know what you gotta do?
What you gotta do?
Get over it!
Get over it!
The doors are the doors open! Get over it!
Get over it! You will not keep me as a prisoner.
You will not keep me hostage.
As a prisoner of what I used to be. Because I am not him no more. I have changed and rearranged.
I am, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I am no longer, the same.
The same.
Get over it.
Complete your morning routine. Turn up the hip hop. We roll up slow moments when you ask how my day go. Put up a phone out of the blueberry.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. You know we gotta shine big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning, good morning. I would like to let my niece, Evelyn, shine. Today is her 10th birthday. Happy birthday, girl. Have a good day at school.
Happy birthday.
Hello?
Power 98, who you let shine this morning?
I'm going to be a black shine, the
Charter,
the Charter, the
Ace,
the Minister, Bobby.
Say good morning, huh?
How do the morning, please?
You know you don't have to ask me to talk to
Shut
him.
Shut up, right? Burby. Good morning, right there.
No, no, guess what? I'm missing the buddy on.
Well, you said what day is DJ Butterfinger?
I'm missing the buddy on.
Butterfinger's birthday is in February.
I'm missing the
I think Mr. Incognito's birthday is today.
Guess what? Can you better shine too?
Yeah, go ahead. Let him shine.
I'm not going to miss him the birthday shine. Can you better shine? Today, I'll be your birthday, number Larry.
My birthday is November the 12th.
I like your shot too. You better than November 12.
Thank
you. Right that shot. I better than November 2.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Guess what?
Can I make a quest?
Yeah, what you want to hear?
You better never lose on my life. I'm being poor, but that's a matter. No more.
Amaya Dendo, all my life been po. I like it, Amaya. Mm-hmm. Okay, Napa Ruth, we're going to hit you with that one, big dog. Good morning.
Yes, are y'all still letting people shine?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Who you want to let shine?
Yes, I want to let Angay Lily from Esser County shine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Happy birthday, Lily. We love you.
Hey, Miss Lily. Y'all doing down in Hanson County? I ain't been down there in a minute. All right, coming up inside the madhouse, Miss Jessica's got it for your nosy neighbor news. Your chance to get tickets for the Millennium Tour. You know it's going to be crazy this Saturday at the Spectrum Center. So we got them tickets for you coming up at 7:24. We back at 7:20.
Let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine.
What the hell is going on
here? What's going on, nosy neighbors? This is Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news from Monday, October 3rd. Looks like the people were upset over Lizzo playing President James Madison's 209-year-old flute. And now they're going to have something else to fuss about. His estate is asking the singer to perform there at his Virginia estate. Lizzo has just embarked on a tour, so the timing might not line up, but the estate thinks that there isn't anyone more deserving than Lizzo to play at this estate and hopes that she can play the crystal flute there. Now, you know, a lot of people had some comments about her performance with the crystal flute during her tour. Some say that she messed up American history by playing the crystal flute. 21 Savage confronted WAC 100 over his comments where he referred to Savage as a snitch. 21 Savage said, I have seen you go through real stuff on the internet or whatever. I don't speak on it. I don't make fun of it. I don't speculate about it. Just give me the same respect. WAC replied, what you mean? 21 says, you calling me a snitch? You on the internet saying you think I'm an informant? Come on, man. You can't do all that. 50 Cent has three new horror movies on the way this Halloween season. Creature House, The Gun, and Trackmaster. He says it was extremely important for me that through my horror slates, we focus on increasing people of color and their representation. He's also working with Eli Roth on this one, who is the director of Hostel. You all can go to our website, power98fm.com, and read more about these projects and see what Eli has to say about working with 50 Cent. Kanye West recently made his modeling debut during the Balenciaga Paris Fashion Week show. He, along with the other models, walked a runway full with mud with attire themed by mud as well. The creative director said mud is a metaphor for digging for truth and being down to earth. Kanye's kids were in attendance, as well as Khloe and Kylie. Happy birthday to Tessa Thompson and ASAP Rocky. I'm Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. News report.
Power 98.
Nolan Valera, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. It is 7:40, and it's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry May.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Are we mad?
Larry Mad is being brought to you by Jeezy, coming to town November the 18th, QC Soundstage, all the way in the building. We want to see you out there, man, so make sure you get your tickets, man. And, of course, you listen out to Power98FM.com to win. Or, of course, you can go to QCSoundstage.com to get your tickets. Today, Larry is mad at the sheriff. His name is Jody. Big Jody. Big Jody. Jody Green is his name. I've never heard of this county in in North Carolina, but Columbus County, North Carolina is the county. I don't know where it's located. I don't know what part of the state it's in. I just know it's Columbus.
It's Chadburn, Whiteville.
It's up there where your people from.
Yeah. I told you about this story, Larry.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. So did one of my hoodlums out there. They sent it to me. You know, my Larry Mad hoodlums be sending me stuff to my inbox. And you know who was my biggest hoodlum that be sending me stuff all the time? Chef Gary McFadden. He said, hashtag Chef Gary Mad. That's what he said. And so what happened was, this was a close election that was going down, and the interim chef actually recorded a conversation between him and Jody Green, where Chef Jody Green said that his black workers, his black sheriffs, were lazy and they all needed to be fired, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Check it out right here.
If I had to fire the mother out of it, guess what? They stopped. Tomorrow's gonna be a new day. I'm still the mother sheriff, and when I'll go there and fire my goddamn f***ing black bastards. I'm scared. That's stupid.
When that snake's head off, and Mama Campbell's the biggest snake in Louis that you ever dared to be. Every black that I know, you need to fire him to start with. He's a snake.
If you ever want to hear what your boss feel about you, get them on a private call, because boy, they going to tell you how they really feel. If I was a black sheriff working in that county, I would resign right now and sue the whole county and the city and everybody else. Mr. Sheriff Jody Green, you ain't going to have nobody work for you. All you going to have to work is your good old boys, because ain't no way I'm coming back to work. You done call me a black bastard? That's what you call me? That's what you think of me? I'm not coming back to work. I ain't even coming back.
He ended up demoting and firing the black people that are on his staff.
So he did it?
Yeah, he did do it.
This
is going back to 2019, and the person that is revealing this is running against Jody Green in the sheriff election, mm-hmm. So that's why he's pulling these out.
He's smart
years
man.
Years later.
Smart man.
Nah. Both of them racist.
Smart man.
Both of them racist.
How you say the other man racist?
Because you sat on this. You sat on this for 2 years. You knew that it was happening. You sat there and you watched him. You allowed this racist to do these things to these black people in Columbus County. Yeah, you sat on it. And now you only bringing it out. And he says, I tried to do it earlier, but nobody will listen to me. Sir.
It might be true. I might have held on to it because it was true.
Why are people listening to it now?
Because.
And not when he won his race by 35 votes.
When the man won by 35 votes. That's crazy.
They would have listened then too.
Well, by both of you sheriffs. How about that? I ain't working for none of yous.
None of yous
down in Columbus County, boss. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Whoo, this sheriff dirty right here. All right. It's a Monday inside the Madhouse, and you already know about this time on a Monday. Y'all know what we about to do. It is time to get Burpee's thoughts, and it's a what?
I want to make love.
I want to make love.
I wanna make love.
It's time for love, and you know it. And I've been waiting for this moment.
It's another edition of Make Love Monday here on the Morning Man. Huh? Say that 5 times. Don't do it for real, Larry.
Oh, I was about to.
I know. And on this edition of Make Love Monday, what you gotta do? Love everything about you. somebody always gonna have something to say. Everybody ain't gonna like what you do. They're not gonna like everything about you. But if you love you, it don't matter what they do. Ooh, effortless bars. Did you hear what I said there?
Mm-hmm.
If you love you, it don't matter what they say about you. Love everything you do. Love the way you wash dishes. Love the way you spank your kids. As long as you do it with love, it don't matter what's going on. You can spank your kids out of love, Larry. Jessica. Love everything about you. I love me. I don't know about y'all. You love you?
We know. Yes.
You love yourself?
Yes.
I love myself more than anything else in this world.
I love myself. I love myself. I love my God. All right, all right, all right.
Sorry. I do. I take me very serious. I don't play by me. I don't. I do not play when it comes to me. When it comes to my money, when it comes to my family, when it comes to my job, when it comes to my materialistic things. People always say, oh, it's just material things. If it's mine, it means something. I love me. I love everything about me. I love my toes and I hate feet. I love my hands because I can slap the hell out of somebody. Or I can accept gifts. Or I can give gifts with these hands. Or these hands could feed somebody else. I love my mind. I love my face. Land, do you love your face? Jessica, do you love your face?
Yes.
You love your face?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But do you love your mind, though? My mind is
do you love your mind,
ways.
Jessica? Why you look at me, Larry? Answer. You don't love your mind? You didn't answer that one as quick as you did when you said really you love did. Your face. I'm
trying to figure out where we going. Where we? Yes.
You got to love everything about you.
Uh-huh.
I love it. I love the little under part of my neck.
The under part of it? Do you wash under it?
Yeah, I wash up under there, Larry.
It probably stink a little bit.
It does not stink a little bit.
It's something on your body that stink a little
I
bit.
I love my knuckles. You love your knuckles?
Yes.
You got to love you, man, because I love me. Get up out of there, man.
Okay.
And those from Murphy's Thoughts. Think about it!
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his No cap.
All right, Kellogg's and Little Debbie, they're teaming up for a new cereal. I'm excited about this one. It's the Little Debbie Nutty Buddy Cereal. It features crunchy cereal pieces coated in fudge with a lightly roasted peanut butter flavor. Y'all like Nutty Buddies?
Oh, yeah.
I used to get Nutty Buddies all the time in school. Yeah. So this one is going to be available at Walmart this month, and then it's going to move to additional retailers nationwide in December. Be on the lookout for it. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to face.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B special edition to the Madhouse. We usually have your doghouse courtroom right about now inside the Madhouse. But we know what happened over the weekend, man. Hurricane Ian actually hit us, hit South Carolina, hit Florida, ravaged through Florida, especially Naples, Naples area, Pine Island area, and the Fort Myers area, to the point where, man, 600,000 people in Florida right now are without power. Right now, nationwide, 83 people have been reported dead. And, you know, right now we want to help with the relief efforts, part of the Beasley Community Cares. You know, we want Charlotte America to help with the relief efforts as well as, you know, just help our neighbors and our relatives and our cousins in Florida. If you got any fam down in Florida, down in that area, Jessica, you said this morning you got a cousin down there.
Yes, I have a cousin that's in Florida. And when I just checked in with her, just a simple check-in, she said that she was fine.
Yeah.
She was good, but I have seen reports. I saw one particular report. There was an actual radio personality, and she was reporting on the damage that she had seen. They had lost power all over. And they only had power in certain parts of their radio station. And she said that there was a whole Hooters that was floating. Mm. Like, the top of it had just flown away, and it was floating. And I was like, wow. being from an area that gets very, very bad hurricanes, they are nothing to play around with.
Mm-hmm.
They are nothing to play around with. So
I reached out, you know, Plies is from Fort Myers, a good friend of mine, too. So I reached out to him and waiting on him to respond back just to see, you know, if he still had fam in the area, because he doesn't live there anymore. But we're just trying to see if he had fam in the area and how his fam was doing down in Fort Myers and that area. But, you know, as far as it relates to Beasley, our headquarters is actually in Naples, Florida, which got hit pretty hard. Naples, Florida got hit pretty hard. So, Madhouse Nation, if you got fam in that area that got hit pretty hard, let us hear about it. 570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098. And if you want to help donate, courtesy of the Red Cross, you can go to our website, power98fm.com/donate. power98fm.com/donate. Or you can simply text Red Cross to 90999. That's 90999. And that will automatically send a $10 donation to the Red Cross. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. No Limit Larry, the Morning Man, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Hurricane Ian ravaged through Florida, man. We just trying to help our relatives, our cousins, and our neighbors down in Florida. You know, text to help them out. You know what I mean? Red Cross. If you want to send $10 through Red Cross, you can text 90999. Text Red Cross to 90999. Or you could quite simply go to power98fm.com to donate. And, you know, about 600,000 people in Florida without power. And nationwide, 83 people have been reported dead in the storm. And they continue search and rescue efforts because some places are still underwater down in Florida. Naples hit hard and the Fort Myers area hit hard. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. You said you're from the area. You from Fort Myers?
Yeah, I'm originally from Fort Myers. I've been in the Carolinas over 10, 15 years now, and I still got my dad lived down there, and I got two brothers down there. You know, fortunately, both of them okay. My dad lost power. He lived in Cape Coral, Florida, and my brother, you know, he's in Fort Myers, too, and he didn't even lose power, but the devastation, you know, as far as Santa Barbara Beach, Fort Myers Beach, demolished.
Mm.
Like, they say they never seen nothing like it before. You know, thank God that my people and a lot of people that I grew up with that I know, they okay. They lost power, but a lot of lives was lost. And like I say, you know, being from the area, we used to hurricanes. So, you know, normally they put the shutters up and, you know, ride it out.
Yeah.
But after this one right here, I don't think it's going to be no more riding out, you know, as far as just getting up and leaving, because talked to some friends yesterday and they say, you know, it took them, you know, about 12, 13 hours just to get gas.
Wow. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, being from the area and you hear a hurricane is coming. Like, what goes into the decision of whether you're going to ride it out or you're going to evacuate? What goes into making that decision?
Well, a lot of times, to be honest with you, finances.
Mm.
Mm. You know, as far as some people might not have the finances to say, okay, you know, well, I'm going to up and go, you know, to Georgia or, you know, out of the state of Florida or go north, you know, Tallahassee or, you know, Jacksonville, just go further away. And some people just decide to just stay and ride it out because they used to hurricanes down there. A lot of times you put your shutters up, you know, you might lose power or get a little flood here and there. But like I was telling my family up here in Charlotte, watching the news, when they say catastrophic, it's time to go.
You know,
because the last time I heard a hurricane that severe, as far as with them using those type of words, catastrophic, was Hurricane Katrina.
So when you're down in that area and you hear that, you people need to get up out of there.
Yeah, it's time to boat up.
Okay.
But, you know, like I say, a lot of times, you know, people used to just riding it out because hurricanes sit down there all the time. You know, it's like a regular storm. Because it rained in Florida every day.
Yeah.
Literally every
yeah,
day.
You're right.
You know, it rained an hour or two, and then the sun come back out as hot as hell, and, you know, everything back to normal. But, you know, as far as hurricanes, they used to that also down in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't realize this one was going to be.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
As you know, devastating as it was.
Let me ask you this. If you spoke to anybody down there in that area, what exactly do they need? Do they need water? Do they need clothes? What exactly do they need?
Any and everything someone can provide. Water, you know, food.
Okay.
Like you say, clothes. Some people still flooded in. Of course, they don't have any power, you know. So, yeah, they need everything. I have talked to some people that I know that have their own food trucks. So I don't have the info in front of me that's going out in certain areas down there in Fort Myers and giving free food out, you know, at certain times, telling people to come through at certain times to get a hot meal, you know, what have you, and things like that.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you checking in with us this morning. And much love and much respect to you and your family.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, big dog. All right, you want to donate, you definitely can text Red Cross to 9099-9099, or you could go to our website, power98fm.com/donate.
Wake up in the morning, feeling
Carolina's favorite way to wake up.
Wake up.
Wake me up early.
No Limit Larry in the morning, madhouse.
Wake up in the morning.
You're waking up.
On Power 98.
I'm a kid, I tell you.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart?
Yes, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart.
Good morning, Miss Teresa.
What's up, Miss Teresa? How you feeling?
Hi, Teresa.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
All right, we're going to see if you're Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. You're going to the Real Talk Comedy Tour. If not, we're taking that hood black card, all right?
All right.
Oh, God, no.
You got three categories. Jessica has your category number one.
The Obamas.
What? Burpee has your category number two.
Florida rappers.
What? I got your category number three, and it's Grandma Say It. What?
Let's go with Florida rappers.
Florida rappers. This rapper, who is from Florida, has the song Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. What is that rapper's name?
I woke up in a new Bugatti. Oh my gosh.
Damn.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
All right, you want to stay in the same category, or would you like another one?
Same category.
Same category. This Florida rapper turned singer wanted to buy you a drink after he fell in love with a stripper.
T-Pain.
You won!
Daddy DNA. Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius. Daddy DNA. Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
You win.
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
Because you are Black Smart, we send you to go check out the Real Talk Comedy Tour, man. B. Simone, Jess Hilarious, D-Ray Davis, Ricky Smiley, Darren, Big Baby Brand, Moneybag Mafia, and special guest Juvenile. You going to be in the building October 30th at the Bojangles Coliseum. Tell everybody what station hooked you up, though.
Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. We got to give up these Kevin Gates tickets.
Good morning. This is Rhodesia. I'm calling them back to win the ticket. Did I win?
Rhodesia?
Yep.
All right, Rhodesia. What you doing this morning?
Just getting off work.
Where you work at, babe?
Drive the school bus.
Oh, you drive the school bus. Shout out to all the bus drivers out there. You call a number now.
Hey, that's what it is.
Win.
October the 6th, Kevin Gates is bringing his Big Life Tour to the Charlotte Bojangles Coliseum, and you going to be in the building courtesy of what station, baby?
Power 98.
Damn, Kai, you going crazy.
I be in a loop, she be in a group, Brody want a friend, throw an alley-oop. Turn something to nothing, bro, I'm living proof. How can I lose when we the who's who's? Still running around with Mohawk, shit ready, packed to go, y'all. People probably think I show off, ain't even give it yet. Running up a silly shit, staying off the internet. share the stage with Billie Eilish. Turn that any given time. Personal partners, pillow talking, cause I got rich without them. Only thing they should be saying is, baby, keep it silent. We ain't even deep as we used to be. This click divided. Bro, ain't got no hustle or nothing, so he gon' stick to violence. I be knowing the rundown, I'm doubting, so I can't speak about it. She know I'm a gangster, she love me, I bring her think about it. Can't play with me, you know I come trim. I'm in a different league, I'm tired of showing what I can get done. What you gon' do for me? 40,000 miles up in the air, only time I get some Z's. Full court press, foot on they neck, and I can't let them breathe. Blood, sweat, and tears come with these checks, it ain't nowhere near easy. Had to fall back, you know how that go, we only speaking briefly. Hope I'm not too much to handle, sitting in from Atlanta. I spent my last check on ammo, this is not a regular Lambo. $100,000 kit, could've put down on another Lambo. Don't be in the mix, I built this shit, forever have to say so. This shit don't get serious about my money, this ain't no potato. Wrote it down for double hundred, I try to tell him lay low. C don't like to drive, but he spent good, I'm on the way to Clayco. AK-47's in the spots before they made the Draco. I'm just trying to ball and live, 100 mil, I'm calling deals. I'm the boss, pay all the bills, I'm the golden child for real. Go off in this, I will, I've been on my grind for years. And I'm out here grinding still, I need equity to sign a deal. I'm just trying to ball and live, 100 mil, I'm calling deals. I'm the boss, pay all the bills, I'm the golden child for real. Go off in this, I will, I've been on my grind for years. And I'm out here grinding still, I need equity to sign a deal. Over buying cars, I snatched the barbers just for motivation. About today, tomorrow, we in a new location. Free all other guys, I hope y'all beat the case and get probation. Statue at my mama house, 400 bands in the ventilation. Now look how I'm living, I bought a house for the money to stay at. Right when the thing that I got soft, I'ma pull up and spray at. Living like a dumb, I smoke a blunt in the back of the Maybach. Pull up like your mama with this switch, why the f*** would you say that? You can do it first, I'ma do it worse, gotta double the payback. Never take it personal, show no mercy, bro, taught me that way back. Kano took it off, I was always taught, don't take when you stay at. Keep a stash house, you can't take none to the spot where you lay at. Never be a bother, if you off me, no problem, just say that. Never running off, so if I owe you, I got you, I'll pay that. Get it, my awesome, when I'm old, I can chill and just lay back. Really from the bottom, so the trenches is where I feel safe at. I'm just trying to ball and live, 100 mil, I'm calling deals. I'm the boss, pay all the bills, I'm the golden child for real. Go off in this, that will, I've been on my grind for years. And I'm out here grinding still, I need equity to sign a deal. I'm just trying to ball and
live, 100 mil. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Hurricane Ian ravaged through Florida, hit Florida at about a 4.5, 5. Hit the area of Naples pretty hard. Hit the area of Fort Myers pretty hard. And a couple other places down in Florida. And, you know, this morning we're just trying to raise more awareness to the situation and trying to get Madhouse Nation to help donate to the area. We got one of our executives on the phone. She actually rode the storm out. Miss Caroline Beasley, how you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you doing? And thank you for having me.
We talked to somebody from Charlotte. Well, they're actually from Fort Myers, but they called in and they said, you know, they live in Charlotte now. And they was talking about riding the storm out. You decided to ride the storm out.
We did. We actually did not think our area was going to be hit as bad as it actually was. You know, the storm's path was projected to go north of Naples, and only until Tuesday afternoon did, once it passed Cuba, did they realize that, wow, you know, it's going to be pretty much a direct hit in the Fort Myers area. Mm-hmm. So we stayed here and got to experience Hurricane Ian.
Caroline, exactly what is it that you're seeing? Can you describe what it is that you're seeing for our listeners that are out there?
Yeah, so I live in Naples, which is south of Fort Myers, and the area that I live in, there was massive flooding. Mm. And so it looked like the beach extended over several streets. You know, the yards are completely demolished. You know, everyone's in cleanup mode right now, so you see a lot of furniture and everything else on the side of the road. People are just really trying to clean up right now. Many people still do not have electricity. We don't have electricity where I am at this point. So it's going to be a long road of rebuilding. But everyone is working together. You know, the restaurants, as they get electricity, they're opening, they're providing free meals to those that need it. There's free water around. It's just, you know, rebuilding at this point.
So, Caroline, are there rescue efforts that are going on? Do you know if people are stranded? Do you know if any people that are there who may need a rescue effort or a search team to come out there and help them?
Yeah, so right after the storm, there was rescue efforts, particularly in the Sanibel area. Many of you may have seen the Sanibel Causeway. It was completely destroyed. And so we do have rescue efforts in place right now. I think today about 1,200 people have been rescued off these barrier islands. There is starting to be a shift to recovery versus rescue at this point because, you know, it's been so long and many people are feared, you know, that they didn't make it through the storm from the barrier islands.
So I asked this question earlier to the young man that called in. I said, you know, the decision to ride the storm out, did because you decided to ride it out, was going into making your decision, was it because they said that the storm wasn't going to hit your area, or do y'all usually ride hurricanes out?
It's mixed. I mean, I think that people really didn't realize how strong the storm would get either, right? And so typically in my mind, I think if you're up to a hurricane or Category 3, you could probably ride it out, especially with the building codes being what they are in Florida. They're very, very strict, so the homes can withstand hurricane-force winds, and they can withstand rain as well. But, you know, the storm surge, we really did not anticipate the storm surge being what it is. In prior storms, you know, the weather people, they would say, yes, there's going to be a storm surge, but it never happened. This time it happened. And again, the storm turned so quickly that, you know, it kind of caught people off guard down here in Naples.
So as we raise money to help, what is the number one thing y'all need right down there in Naples and the Fort Myers area?
The number one thing that people need down here is money, you know, because there are a lot of people that they lost everything. Their homes were flooded. Their cars were flooded. They have no clothes. They have no shelter. You know, many people are renting down here, and they didn't have insurance to cover any of this. Or others who are elderly that moved down here, you know, they're on a limited budget. They chose not to buy flood insurance. So money is probably the number one need. But also, too, you know, as people donate to the American Red Cross, you know, they provide meals, they provide shelter, they provide blood to the hospitals. So that's really important. But also, too, most important, I think, is the Red Cross is providing hope for these people that don't have anything. They've lost everything, and it provides hope to get through today, tomorrow, and the next day, and just try to rebuild their lives.
Caroline, you're in Naples. We've heard a lot of people talking about Fort Myers on the news, and as we've been following this hurricane, what are some other areas in Florida that were hit by Hurricane Ian that people might not know were affected by this hurricane?
Well, I would say Cape Coral, which is north of Fort Myers. The storm hit between Fort Myers and Cape Coral. So those are the primary areas, and then the barrier islands off of Fort Myers and Cape Coral that you may or may not have heard of. That's what I would say. And then, of course, Naples.
Okay, Caroline Beasley, we appreciate you, and we're glad that you made it through the storm, because some people lost their lives in the storm, and we're glad you're on the ground to help with recovery and rebuild efforts down there. So thank you for checking in with us this morning.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for participating in this radiothon, and we appreciate anything, everything that the listeners can do.
All right, if you want to donate, you can go to our website, power98fm.com/donate, or you can just text Red Cross to 90999. That's 90999, and that'll send a $10 donation to the Red Cross, or you can quite simply log on our website, power98fm.com/donate.
Wake up in the morning, feeling
Carolina's favorite way to wake up.
Wake up.
Wake me up early.
No Limit Larry in the morning, madhouse.
Wake up in the morning.
You wake
waking up
on Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.